This is Alex Peace of EG with Nicole Bremner of Eastate Group at the EG Residential Summit up in Birmingham. Nicole, thank you very much for your time. You've just given us a really interesting presentation on why small and medium builders are having a pretty hard time. So are you going to be lobbying to set up a federation of small and medium-sized builders in the housing industry?
Wouldn't that be amazing? I do think there's demand for it. There are some issues that I don't feel are being addressed properly. And as I said in my talk just now, it's really important that we do encourage these smaller developers to build just because it allows more developments within areas that are not necessarily looked at or deemed viable by the larger developers, and also because aesthetically they can create really beautiful design-led developments that, again, are not generally available or viable for the larger developers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you gave a lot of problems up on stage, but what's the real key issue for smaller builders?
Maybe three. Finance. Planning delays and also attitude of the general public towards developers due to the affordable housing ambiguities.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the issues that you've had with planning?
Just delays, things just taking so much longer than the 8 or 13 weeks that they're supposed to. Errors in... Once we get things back, there's errors in those. The discharging of conditions takes a long time. Dealing with individuals within the local authority also takes a lot of time. Obviously, there's some very, very good people within the local authority, but there are a couple who are always frustrating, and every time you get them, you just groan. But on the whole, they are brilliant, and they do deal with so many different challenges. But a speedier, expedited service really would make such a world of difference to so many smaller developers.
Well, I was going to say, if you had an hour with Alex Sharma to sort of convince him of your case, what would be the one thing you'd really ask for that would make a big difference for you?
I would like to joint venture with the local authorities to help them build some affordable homes. And just they are sitting on so many funds there within the community infrastructure levies, within the Section 106 payments that you have to pay as smaller developers. And it would be so great if we could somehow work together to invest those. Currently, many of the local authorities find it too expensive to compete with developers. I want them not to compete, but to actually work alongside the developers to deliver the affordable homes we need.
Best of luck. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.